schedule for what we have remaining. Really, it's the proposed best practices that will make up the bulk of the remainder.
This section on the background and overview of the WDPRS, is that extracted from ICANN's document?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing in there that wasn't found in that report. Are there other documents on the subject?
Pardon me?
Are there other documents on the subject?
No, I was curious as to whether or not this was directly out of the report, or whether this is, you know, something that you crafted.
Well, everything is in summary format, so it's certainly I wouldn't call it original work, but it's not word for word what is exactly in the report. No.
Paraphrase. Okay. Sure. Well, why don't we go ahead and get started? I don't know if we're going to have additional people on the call. Ross, why don't you just tell us about your report, what you've done, and what's here, and then we can talk about what you think we need to do at this point to get a further draft and then ultimately a final draft. I guess our current deadline is April 16, which is a week from Friday.
Is it the 16th?
Is that correct, Barbara?
That is correct. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. The 16th is the deadline for constituency statements.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So we have...
May 6th is our deadline for production of the preliminary report.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
It's
May 6th, you said?
Yeah, the 16th is the deadline for...
constituency statements.
Right, because we needed a point at which we could say hard and fast, we're going to write our report without consideration for the fact that other people haven't turned in their work.
Okay. And the deadline for the report, the preliminary report, is May 6th?
May 6th, yeah.
All right, so we have some time. Ross, why don't you, if you want to just give us a quick overview of what you've done and what's here, and then since you're at this point closest to it, maybe you can suggest what you think we should do in taking this forward to the next draft.
Okay, so let's go through the document. What we've got here is a summary of the available statements. We've received documents from the non-commercial users, the business, or sorry, the at-large, the IPC, and the registrars. We don't have anything from the business constituency, the ISP constituency, nor the registry constituency. Are any of those people on the call today? I didn't. Okay. So we can try moral assuasion, I suppose, to see if we can get some further statements out of there. I've also summarized the WDPRS report that was issued, I believe it was last week on March 31st by ICANN. That's a document that describes ICANN's experience with the Who Has Data Problem reporting system. We've also, in this document, included the appendices as appropriate. What we have to do going forward is to create a proposed best practices statement, a proposed schedule of the remaining work, as well as summarize any of the remaining submissions that we haven't seen yet from the three constituencies that are still outstanding. As far as steps forward with the draft, what I would recommend is that once we have a, you know, certainly as it relates to the draft that's on the table now, the bulk of the work is there.
Greg Ruth joining.
The bulk of the document is there, so please read it. Start forming opinions on it, and definitely share those opinions on the mailing list. We're not looking for, or I'm not looking for, red line revisions being sent back just at this point. I think it's a touch early for that. Let's hold off until later this week when I've got that completed document that we can all distribute to our constituencies, you know, solicit their input on it, and actually take red lines back that we can incorporate into the main final document. So any red lines that are received after that full document is in place will be incorporated back into the document as appropriate, and from there we then just have to settle on a proposed schedule of remaining work and then go forward. Any questions?
What about development of the best practices section of the document? You know, we don't have a lot of substantive information beyond what was done, perhaps, like, what's in the constituency statements. And I'm not sure, you know, having looked at those statements, I'm not sure that there's a tremendous amount. I know the IPC addressed it to some extent. But what's your recommendation in how to craft best practices at this point for this document?
I've got two hats on. From a constituency perspective, or from a task force perspective, I think it's best to put a straw man forward and work it from there. Certainly from a constituency perspective, I'm not convinced that that we've got sufficient data to actually put something forward that's got consensus support that it needs to move forward, but it's certainly not... it may be worth trying. You're asking a somewhat of a practical question with very heavy political undertones, so I'm not sure if I can give you a sufficient answer in both cases.
Right. No, I understand that, but I do think that there's at least some things that can be said, and I think the issue is going to be the level of detail, and I agree that we do not have, at least based on the responses to the survey, sufficient data to really... craft a whole lot, certainly based on those survey results.
Yep.
But in terms of the next draft you're going to circulate, you're going to include something on best practices in that draft, or you?
I think that should be circulated as a separate document at first. Right now, you know, the political reality of the situation is, Brian, we've got two out of the seven constituencies that have gone on the record saying they don't support developing this document based on the data that we have available. It's probably prudent that if we do move forward from that, we at least do it in such a way that allows us to develop some sort of consensus with that, as it relates to those statements. Unless there's a more appropriate way of pursuing it, that's really the only way I can see getting us getting something done in that regard.
This is Selva. I guess one of the suggestions that I would have is I don't think we have sufficient information to put forward best current practices as that's commonly understood in the industry. I do think we might be able to develop suggestions for how to evaluate current practices and determine which are effective and which are not, but I think it's going to be pointing towards future work. I don't think that as a task force we've actually gained the information necessary to create a BCT document.
I agree with that to the extent that I don't think that we can, you know, we can come up with a detailed best practices document, but at the same time, I wonder whether we can put forward some of the ideas about best practices and see whether there's any consensus there. I mean, you know, notwithstanding that some people have gone on record that there's not enough to develop it, at least come up with some ideas that could be considered going forward, and maybe we should talk about where people see things going with this preliminary report in terms of what the next steps are. Is there any consensus to go forward and to continue this process to seek additional information, perhaps to, you know, float the idea of retaining some kind of outside survey firm to conduct these surveys in a more, reliable and meaningful way? Because information is out there and it can be obtained. I think trying to do it sort of on a volunteer basis by calling up your personal contacts has proven to be not terribly effective. Let's put it that way. And, I think it probably makes sense to at least come up with some ideas about how to take this process forward to get at best practices in a more relevant, formative way. People think about that.
I'm not convinced that the approach of soliciting the input of uninvolved third parties that are involved in different businesses to create a either a voluntary or a binding statement of best practices that registries and registrants will have to abide by is a cogent approach to this problem.
No. You've mischaracterized what I'm suggesting. What I'm saying is, let's get a survey firm. We'll conduct the survey draft. It could be, in fact, the questions that we develop this time around, or we could supplement them.
To what end, though, Brian?
What's that?
To what end?
To get the data. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the idea. Let's get some... if the survey had worked, we came up with these questions, we sent it out to all these various groups, we get, minimal responses. But if it had worked, if we had gotten back substantive responses, say from...
We'd still be in the same position we're in today, which is we don't have a good sense of what is appropriate for this community and what people are willing to commit to, nor what is actually being requested of those people that actually are contracted to uphold these obligations. So we can have 100% the information.
What's that? I'm talking about going to the ISPs and going to the registrars and going to these other groups and getting some information back that is at least reflects what they're doing in response to the questions we ask. Using that information to develop some concrete recommendations.
So here's my counterproposal that we actually engage in a dialogue with registrars, registries, and registrants and find out what is appropriate in this regard. And implement that as consensus policy. What United States Postal Service does to verify postal codes or zip codes with mailings is completely meaningless in my business. Absolutely meaningless. It's not a condition that I can implement.
Well, that's not really what I'm saying.
I'm moving back from the question a little bit. I'm taking a slightly higher look at the issue, and I think the entire approach of a survey puts us exactly where we are today, with insufficient commitment to any sort of move-forward plan.
But I think it's interesting, Ross, that we don't even have suggestions to offer at this point to find out if there is consensus, because we don't have enough information to say, here are some things that are being done in different sectors that seem to be effective for countering, say, fraud in applications for credit cards or something, and that, here's how much these things cost. Are these things that the industry would be willing to adopt?
Well, I don't know if, I don't know if that's entirely true, Barbara. We do have several suggestions from the registrars. We have several suggestions from the IPC. We've had no discussion to analyze those suggestions.
I'm thinking what we can do is take those suggestions and put them into at least a working draft for purposes of the task force at this point to consider in terms of at least some recommendations we can make on best practices. But it seems to me that if there is going to be an action plan going to further get our hands around the issue, there should be some recommendation about doing that. And I'd be interested in what your thoughts are about doing that, Ross, and how to do it, or whether your idea is simply, let's not do it.
No. I was sort of halfway through the second half of that thought, which is I think we've got the answers in the room, and I think we can put forward a decent statement. Whether or not we get consensus on that statement is an entirely different consideration, but I think it's worth at least trying to put something together based on the expertise of the people at the table.
Well, that would be a step forward. I don't know whether it would be. I'm not sure how informed it would necessarily be if we don't have.
Well, informed. I don't understand that.
Well, I just mean in terms of we have snippets of anecdotal information about practices for data verification and preventing fraud. I mean, we have what Bernie Turcotte said. We have
sure.
what constituencies.
Sure.
But we don't really have a lot of detailed information
well,
about
we also,
what's
we also
actually
have the experience of operators and people that actually own domain names that have been operating this industry for dozens of years, Brian. So I'm not sure that you can characterize that as anecdotal.
Yeah. All right. Well, we can see what we come up with. I mean, obviously, I think that's step forward, and we can include that. What are the thoughts about creating this document? I mean, you mentioned you wanted to do it as a separate document. I wonder whether that can be done as part of this draft that you're doing now, just taking, the statements that have been put forward and seeing if you can craft something from that, or whether, whether we want to take a different approach on that. What are your thoughts there?
I think if we take a week to open up the list for suggestions from everybody that's involved in this task force, even those that haven't submitted positions, that at the end of that week we'll be able to combine that input with what's in these position statements and actually come up with a list of 10 or 15 things that are considered to be in the realm of best practice. We can then take a look at that as a constituency, discuss it, perhaps have a vote on it, and see what happens. And if it passes the muster, we can include it in the final report.
Okay. All right. And we have until May 6th for our preliminary report, so we probably want that by... I don't know, maybe a week from today or maybe Friday the 16th. I mean, there's no reason to delay working on that, at least coming up with some ideas.
Absolutely.
Okay, and the idea would be simply to send this out to the list on...
Today, yeah.
Okay. Anybody else have any thoughts on the process? Okay, Ross, when do you, in terms of your more complete draft, when do you expect to circulate that?
I gave myself until Monday, but I, without including the best practices in there, I think we can have it done this week.
This week? All right, why don't you go ahead and do that, and then I'll just send out a quick email to everybody that we want to get ideas about best practices, really just kind of just to get them on the table, and then we can take those ideas and put them into some kind of best practices document or a section that we include in this document later, and then we can have a discussion about that perhaps on the 20, maybe the 21st would be a time to talk about a draft on that. You think that's doable?
I'm looking at my calendar here. You'd said the 21st to talk about a best practices draft. That's 2 weeks from today.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you'll need these ideas by next week, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. So the idea would be to try to get them to the list by the 14th.
So okay. That'll give me roughly 3 days to incorporate them, a few days to have them published and out for consideration, and then we can talk about them on the 21st.
All right. And then the group's task force's consensus is that this draft. Now, this is really for our own consideration. We're not going to send this. Are we sending this out to the constituencies at this point or no?
I prefer not. It's just, it's completely unfinished, and I take a little bit more pride in it than that.
That's fine. Well, let's hold that until we get the revised draft. And since we're not getting the other constituency statements until the 16th anyway, I guess we'll send this out after the 21st when we've... we've had the best practices section in it, and
let's schedule the 23rd for that.
April 23rd, which is a Friday.
Yeah,
and that'll be the practices section?
It's sort of the inclusive document, yeah.
Okay, but you're going to send us your further supplemented draft by this Friday?
Yes.
Okay, be the 9th. And we'll get comments on or best practices ideas to you by next Wednesday.
And also any additional comments you may have on the draft as well. Let's actually schedule the deadline for best practices for the close of business on the 13th. That way we can actually republish, I'll summarize those in a list and we can talk about them on the call on the 14th.
Okay, so long as there's a... You want that on the 13th. What is that, a Tuesday?
It's a Tuesday. Just close the business on the
okay.
13th.
As long as we can continue to supplement the best practices.
Yeah. No,
you may not get all the ideas in it.
No. That's not the intent. I just want to have enough meat there to actually
say something.
Pull
right.
something together and have a discussion about it on the Wednesday.
Okay, that sounds good. Anybody else have any thoughts for Ross? Okay, so I guess the goal then is to go ahead and get any ideas on best practices to Ross by next Tuesday, the 13th, and any comments concerning this initial draft at the same time. Ross is going to circulate his further supplemental draft this Friday, and then we should be in a position to have a best practices section in the document by Friday the 23rd, and then we can take that draft and send it out to the constituencies to get their views and further think about also what we should do going forward. Because I think there's maybe we can come up with some ideas that may generate more data and information and at least think about whether there's something that comes to mind that would be useful in that regard. So I'll send out an email this morning about getting this information to Ross as soon as possible, and then we'll talk next Wednesday, unless anybody has anything further. Okay, sounds good.
Great, thanks, folks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.